Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning. This is Bryce and Alex with your 9am Zedlines. In local news, Brisbane City Council has unveiled a 20-year vision to transform Kedron Brook into a green corridor. It is set to span 29 kilometres across 14 suburbs from Fernie Grove to Nudgee, with the development costing a reported $85 million. The planned development is said to enhance flood resilience, improve recreational spaces, and rejuvenate natural habitats. Residents are invited to contribute ideas from online surveys and interactive maps until June 29th. In-person information kiosks will also be held throughout May. The Affordable Arts Fair is set to return to Brisbane after selling out the first year, and it will take place from May 8th to the 11th. The Arts Fair includes 50 galleries with over 1,000 works, each piece being priced under $10,000. Over 4,000 artists' works will be shown, with an emphasis on younger talent. Young artist Zoe Wiley told the Brisbane Times that the event helped launch a full-time career, with her reflecting that, from an artist's perspective, it's such a unique opportunity in that most of the people attending the fair are there because they want to buy art. Tickets on opening night will cost $45, with concession tickets the following days costing $28. Children under 16 can enter free. In national news, scientists are visiting rarely touched areas in West Arnhem Land in search of new species. 25 of the country's top biologists, including Dr. Jody Rowley, have travelled to Jowen Country near Katherine in the Northern Territory to catalogue the region's unique species. Most notably, Francois Brossard found clusters of one known species of native ant that have been turned into a host by a potentially new species of parasitic fungus. These ants, deemed zombie ants, are infected by a fungus which makes them climb up tall grass before blooming and spreading spores.
Australian cannabis farmers are calling on the federal government to reduce its reliance on international imports, as many local producers are finding themselves being squeezed out of the national market. Domestic farmers and producers say that they can easily meet the demand of the market, but expensive and rigorous licensing processes are causing many to struggle against cheaper imports. The newly formed Australian Cannabis Growers Guild said that while Australian producers can pay up to $50,000 for a license, and according to the TGA, there are no fees for a license and permit to import cannabis into Australia. In international news, Romanian Prime Minister Marcel Ciolacu has resigned after the loss of his coalition's candidate in the presidential runoff. Amid a surge in far-right sentiment, Ciolacu's centre-left party struggled to rebound after the cancellation of elections in December due to alleged Russian influence. Nationalist candidate Georgia Simeon won with a wide margin, cementing his place in the next presidential runoff. An admirer of Trump, Simeon has modelled his campaign after the MAGA movement in America, capitalizing on the rising hostility towards the current political establishment and instability within Romania. The next runoff is set to take place May 18th. For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with a sunny afternoon expected. It's currently 20 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 26 degrees. The fire danger is low and the UV index is predicted to reach 5, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 9am. We'll be back at 10am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter, or head to fordzz.org.au.